from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right, let's get after it on this Monday. It's
the morning shift.
Triple in for Tiffany. Gentlemen.
Hey, Rob.
We have all hoped to be unburdened by what has been, but the Braves are burdened by what is now.
Well, good morning and happy Monday to you.
Or what to come.
My goodness.
I'm not sure, what kind of word salad that was, but you know what? It is what it is, which I hate too. I'm not worried about the Max Fried stuff as much as I am the Aussie one.
Well, the Aussie one's going to be 8 weeks, and then after that, how long does it take him to get his swing back and all the things? This might be a season ender.
I don't think he's been very good anyway this year.
R.I.P. to the 2024 season. It's over. Braves are done.
No.
If they somehow limp into the playoffs, it'll be short-lived. How many guys in the lineup yesterday batting under 230, like 4 or 5? But I know those are bench guys getting a start. You have to try to get them at bats. I understand that. But you don't really have a whole lot to look at. In the corner outfield, shortstop's an issue. And I guess now, maybe a starting pitcher might be needed. It's over.
I think you need bats more now than ever. Look, you're pitching. I know that Max has got this nerve thing, but the fact of the matter is, for me, is it is one of those things where it just seems like it just got inflamed, and they're just like, hey, you know what? Rest a few days. Boom. He didn't get a break like everyone else did for the All-Star game.
Pitched in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
He said he felt it before the All-Star game.
Then why pitch, Max?
He went in there and threw 10 pitches and thought that it would go away, and it did not. And so, he kind of feels it warming up, I guess, for his, bullpen session or whatever else he had going on.
Sometimes pitchers, every once in a while you have a little ache and pain. You're like, and most of the time it's just, you just pitch your way through it and it goes away. That's
kind of exactly what he said.
Yeah.
It's kind of exactly, he's like, look, you're going to have things that hurt throughout the course of a season.
Yep.
So it sounds to me like a little bit of tingling, a little bit of numbness in the pinky, ring finger kind of area, things like that. I mean, I'm worried just for the simple fact that we don't need anything else to harm this team going forward, right? I mean, I think if you say you're not worried, then you are the most optimistic, probably the most blinded baseball fan that I can think of, because there's not a lot, honestly, to be optimistic about at this point.
The window's closing. Is it time to fire Snit? Is Alex Anthopoulos an overrated GM?
All right, stop.
Good Lord.
Save that for the afternoon.
Has he mortgaged a future? Has he raped the minor league system? Do we have no assets to go out and get anybody? Is Liberty Media not going to spend any money? It's over.
All right. Let me reset.
Hold on.
I'm a Rays fan now.
A Rays fan. So you're not going to make the playoffs there either.
That's the last place you want to go if those are your concerns. That and the Marlins, that's the last place you want to go.
First off, Max said, look, it's not a major muscle function nerve. He said, it's going to let it calm down, and I'll hopefully be back soon. The thing about the Anthopoulos, let's just go through all of the crazy scenarios that you just thrown out that we're going to see.
That's what I've been reading, man.
Don't come at me about selling – being sellers, because here's
got to blow it up, man.
But here's the
Braves need to trade Trae Young.
Yes, rebuild. Here's the idiocracy in the Braves would need to be sellers thing. Then ask the person that sells that to you, or I says that to you. Okay, then who are they selling? And ask them, sure, who are they going to sell? Because
get Matt Olson out of here. Austin Riley too.
Long-term deal. Long-term. Right? So you're going to give guys on team-friendly deals away? You're just going to give them away? You sell players that are either coming up on free agency, or there's such an inflated contract and they're not performing day in day out to that level that you can't have them in your lineup every day or in the future of your club. Who on this team fits that narrative?
Let me give you guys the good news and the bad news about these two injuries, right? Just let's just all hit the reset button and take a deep breath. Here's the good news. The good news is that if these injuries had happened 11 days from now or whatever it is, 9 days from now, I think it's, what is it, July 30th, then you don't have any time to react, right? The whole trade deadline thing that's coming up in a little over a week, you don't have any time to make any moves. Like if this had happened a week and a half from now, there's nothing else you can do. The bad news about that is, when you get two injuries at the same time, compounded on the top of the fact that you had other holes to fill, I think if you're Alex Anthopoulos, you have to start asking yourself, at what point is this season not worth giving away any prospects to make this team better? Because I think that's a realistic question going on in the front office. If you've got four holes to fill,
well,
you might have to ask yourself if we even have that many prospects to be able to ship away, because I don't know if they do.
You actually have to ask yourself who is realistically a piece that he'll use. And I think if you have watched the history, which apparently many people in this city haven't, including some that write and talk for a living, if you read anything or seen anything that he's done in the past, how often does he realistically give up a guy with a future with this organization? A lot of the times, the deals he makes are for guys on expiring contracts that won't, and he gives up a guy that is out of options or something along those terms or never really was going to have a shot because the position at third base or first base has got a long-term answer at it. And then you have the other times where he has, you know, what did we give up for Ronaldo Lopez? I remember Rosel Iglesias 2 years ago.
Well, also peanuts.
Jesse Chavez was one of them. And guess where Jesse Chavez was to end that season? Atlanta. So that's the thing, but you're not, you know, the let's be sellers, but Mike, you got a good point. What are you going to give? AJ Smith-Shawver and Schwellenbach and Hurston Waltrip.
There's some guy that
they're not going anywhere.
Some pitcher yesterday, I think, struck out like a AA team record. I don't know. I don't know. Who's
yeah. His
league.
Name was
Nacho
Hackenberg.
Alvarez. We get to see Nacho Alvarez. That'll be interesting to see.
Drew Hackenberg.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Threw seven and struck out 16 in Mississippi.
Yep.
But that's what you have to ask yourself. So you're going to see Nacho Alvarez probably for the next 10 days. And look, because I imagine he'll be brought up before he's getting brought up, most likely. He'll fill in at second base.
He's getting brought up. Why is it only 10 days? That's my question.
Well, because I didn't finish. You're going to see him for the next 10 days as a freaking tryout for what you want to do moving forward. Do you need a second baseman / shortstop immediately? Or can you handle him and Arcia, can handle those two positions, and you have like a short or somebody that is going to fill in time to time when he needs a day off? Or do you need to go get a guy on an expiring contract there along with a corner outfield piece?
You notice that Grant Short, what's his name? Is it Grant Short?
Is it Zach Short.
Zach Short. Looks just like Garrett Chapman.
Yes.
He looks like our Garrett Chapman. Mm-hmm. Both of them look like they're like 14 years old.
Kind of does have a Chap vibe. Yeah, he definitely does.
And a light stick, too. I'll be honest, on this team.
Of all the holes, though, and of all the injuries, I would say that I think going out and getting a middle infielder is probably the least likely, in my opinion, because you do have Nacho Alvarez, who has absolutely lit up the minor leagues to this point.
You just got to worry about the second base part.
Well, I agree.
If he's a shortstop going to second base,
I think it's
that big of a deal.
I think it's secondary. But here's what my other reaction is. I think that this is I agree with you, this being a tryout. I think this is more of a tryout of who's going to play shortstop in the near future for the Atlanta Braves as opposed to second base.
I think we know that answer.
I think that when you look at Nacho Alvarez and his offensive prowess, if he can do it and play second base and he handles it well, then I think when you look at shortstop of the future and you think of Ozzie Albies still on the team-friendly contract, by the way, ding, then that becomes a lot easier to kind of stomach, right? So, to me, you look at Nacho, and I think you let it fly for 2 months, man. And I don't see – I get it, man. Oh, man, there might be a hole. You need a corner outfielder worse than you do that. You need probably a starting pitcher worse than you do that. Mm. To me, he is as simple as saying, let's just let it happen. I mean, you're not. I don't think you're going to find anybody who has as good of offensive prowess right now, considering he's been in AAA lighting it up. And I get it. There's going to be certain guys flying around that are middle infielders, but why not let that one fly?
You know, and y'all can put this starting pitcher crap to bed, because you're not going to go out there and get anyone of substance that is going to come in. You're not going to get the equivalent to a Chris Sale or a Max Fried out there. Not to mention, Max Fried will probably be back with plenty of time. And you're bringing back Ian Anderson any day now, I would imagine. And you're also going to have A.J. Smith-Shawver healthy. They're not looking at that as a problem. You actually need corner outfield. You've got to start thinking about the fact that your bats are – Eddie Rosario has been nice. How long will it last?
It won't.
So you have to understand that is extremely important. Not to mention, in the playoffs, you're only going to run guys 5 to 6 innings at the most. So make sure that bullpen.
You get there.
Well, you're right now. Before everyone hits the fire alarm button, we are still in ten or eleven games over 500 and in a good spot. And a wild card. In fact, the top card, top team in the wild card.
You just lost 2 of 3 to the second place team in the wild card.
Yeah. So. Okay. It's still July 22nd. Stop panicking about everything. My God, we have Chicken Littles in this city.
At what point can you not be a little bit panicky about the Braves? Is it when they lose out of the freaking playoffs again?
It's over, blow it up.
I mean, my God. Are we allowed to be nervous about the Braves at all?
Being nervous and saying we should sell or that we're not even going to make it to the playoffs is one thing.
Okay,
they're two different things.
Who cares if they make it to the freaking playoffs? Who cares?
The goal is to get in
and
try to win.
They made it last year as the greatest Braves team, regular season Braves team in history.
Okay.
And guess where that got you? That got you one playoff victory.
Are you better than the Phillies right now?
No.
Are you better than the Dodgers right now?
No, you're not even close to any of them.
Well,
that's my point.
Then you're the guy.
Can we panic a little bit? Then
you're the guy that should say,
I don't think anybody panicking. You don't have to call them Chicken Littles.
Well, you just said that either you're if you don't make it to playoffs, does nothing. That's the whole freaking goal, is to make the playoffs and give yourself a chance. That's what you did in 21.
Your goal is to make the World Series. When half of Major League Baseball makes the playoffs,
well, guess what? You can't do one without the other.
And guess what? The Hawks make the playoffs all the time.
Then it's pointless. You should blow it
up. Okay.
Then blow it up.
All right.
Then you're not damn well good enough to win anything according to you. You can't beat the Dodgers.
You're not right now.
You can't beat the Phillies.
You're not without Ronnie, without Albies, without Max Fried. You're not good enough.
So what's the point? Sell it. There you go. Mike Johnson, July 22nd.
I'm not a Chicken Little for not thinking they're not going to win the World Series. I'll tell you that much. I think I'm allowed to be a little bit cautious.
Finish.
You're Chicken Little like the rest of these people.
Just want to be unburdened by what has been. All right, going to come back. We're going to delve into this more and get on the front page as well. What was it, South Sudan or North Sudan?
Does it
Good
matter?
Good Lord.
Does it matter?
Where the hell did that come from? That was outstanding.
I don't know the answer to your question.
Move the Braves to Sudan. Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Pull it up.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
1, 2, 3. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on The Morning Shift.
Triple in for Tiffany, writing the eulogy for the 2024 Braves. We're going to have a nice long funeral procession. We're going to drag the rotting carcasses of Max Fried, Ronald Acuna, Spencer Strider, Michael Harris, et al. And Travis d'Arnold should be brought up on charges for that throw to second base, which caused Ozzy.
I'm kidding. How many broken bones is this? I know we'll get into the Braves in a little bit. How many broken bones is this for Ozzy Albies over the last couple of years? He had the toe injury, but he had a broken foot as well.
Yeah.
And something else. There was some other, was it a broken pinky? Like, he's had a number of these little nagging injuries over the last couple of years.
Well, that's why he should hire Morgan & Morgan.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, injured hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Who can the Morgan & Morgan sue on behalf of the Braves? I guess God, I don't know. He's not a Phillies fan.
The last time Ozzy Albies played close to a full season was 2019. Yeah.
And Max Fried making his annual.
Yeah. Now, I take that back. Ozzy played 156 games in 21, but then it's 64 in 22, 148 in 23. I mean, you know, they're never long term things, but I'll just be honest with you. Not like Ozzy was having a great year to begin with.
No.
Like, I think at times Ozzy gets a little bit of. Get a little bit more credit than maybe he is due at times for what he does at the plate. There's no doubt
his status in the clubhouse, though. It's because of his status in the clubhouse as a leader. I mean, look, we do this in every sport, right? It's your Cordero Patterson of the Falcons, right? I mean, like, that's just what it is. Like, is he really doing that much for you? Probably not at the moment, but you always have respect for who he is and what he means to the team because he can do so many different things, right?
Hold up and trade him.
Well, it's the no. Every team in Atlanta has a guy like that.
Stop that! All right, stop that.
Blow it up, fire.
Stop
spit,
it.
Double A, fire him.
Are you doing
double
it?
Team.
I mean, no. Just stop. You're starting to sound like other people on the station, and we can't have that here. All right, this show's different.
It was interesting watching Spencer Schwellenbach yesterday.
What'd you think?
What I noticed was he was giving up a lot of deep fly ball outs early in the game. And I go, is that what he wants to do? And then, well, Paul Goldschmidt takes one in his eye, up to his eyes, and tomahawks. And that's just, Paul Goldschmidt's a great player. Yeah. Great players do that.
How about him hitting at seventh in the order yesterday? And it's like, yeah. Man, he's had a rough go of it.
Is Schwellenbach's control too good? He doesn't walk anybody. But your breaking stuff should look like a strike until the last possible second. Then it ducks out of the zone, and you either make weak contact or a swing and a miss. Is his control too good? And I wonder what Rick Kranitz was saying. Remember, he was talking to him for a long time. Yeah. It wasn't berating him. It was like a very instructive sort of thing where his mechanics off yesterday or something. The stuff is there. I just wonder if his command is too, if his control is too good.
Yeah, and you go back to that Goldschmidt. Mike and I were sitting in the office before the show, and when we were going through the highlights, and Goldschmidt, and I'd seen it yesterday, saw it when it happened, but it was, when you watch it broke down again, it was high, and it looked like it was, when he went out and got it, that Darnold was reaching outside. He just went and got it. And so I think when you look at it, Schwellenbach might have given up four runs, and it wasn't his best outing. Is by far his weakest in the last three, but still got you through six innings and only and got eight Ks.
He'd only given up two runs over his past 13 innings, two starts. Let's hear from Braves catcher Travis Darnold on Spencer Schwellenbach.
He's got tremendous stuff. Even when he gets beat, he's good at like resetting, letting it go, and attacking the next guy, which is a pretty big trait to have, especially in this game. You know, sometimes you execute your pitch, and sometimes the other guys are able to put a good swing on it, and sometimes you throw it down the middle and you get away with it. And he's done a tremendous job, and he's able to forget things really quick and just go out there and keep pitching, and he was able to give us six great innings today.
All right, now let's get on to Max Fried, feeling that discomfort in his forearm, still pitching the All-Star game. Probably thought it wasn't a big deal. It happens all the time with pitchers. You feel a little sensation. You just, well, I think this will be okay, and I pitched through it. Well, then it lingers. Let's hear from Max.
Everything structurally looks great. Just a little irritated. Just irritated a sensory nerve. So not like one of the major, I guess, like muscle functioning nerves. It's just more of a sensory nerve. Just going to let it calm down and, you know, hopefully be back soon.
There you go. All right, Xander Schauffele. Let's move on to that. Let's get off the Braves just for a second. Kind of frustrating.
Cool. Are you afraid we're going to fight? That's okay. We can keep going on Braves.
I'll fight him if I have to. Well, we're gonna be talking about the Braves all morning. Let's get to the British Open.
Can you get down on your knees when we fight? That'll be easier to hit you in the face.
I'm not going to answer that. Let's move on. That's just a weird question.
That's coming from a weird little man.
Well, I don't want to be off balance with the stepladder.
Was this Xander's second, right? Second this year?
Second straight major. Well, not second straight, but yeah, his second major. He won the PGA.
Yep.
He had won none. He had taken that crown as the best player never to win a major, right? And
remember, we thought, was it Scotty Scheffler got off to such an amazing start this year? He's winning everything in sight.
He still won seven, I think, tournaments this year. And what, one major, which was the Masters. Okay. Yesterday, Schauffele was, I didn't think he was going to be, you know, even have a, not have a chance, but make a run at it. Because Justin Rhodes starts around kind of like making that charge. And, you know, Billy Horschel was up there. And I'm like, all right, you know.
Lowry, too, and he faded.
Yeah. Well, Lowry faded Saturday, then made a run yesterday back.
Yep.
And who was the guy? Was it Lawrence, I think is his name? The guy from the UK, who's a big player over there, but doesn't play a lot in America. So we don't really know him as much. And then they start that back nine, and Xander just goes off. He had an incredible back nine. And at one point, every putt was falling big, short, whatever. It didn't matter. And he just kind of – it was uneventful down the stretch because of how well he played on that back nine.
I don't remember watching a tournament that at times was more painful to watch as far as some of the shots that were happening and quadruple bogeys here and there and the shanks. And, like, there was – I mean, there were a time – and we've had this when you have weather, especially in the British Open, when you have this kind of tournament – over there, sometimes you look at it and go, man, these guys are playing like me. Now, this guy's like me out there hacking around. But obviously incredibly difficult to
keep your grips dry and everything else. It's going to be a pain. But I love watching it. I love watching terrible weather
Was it Scotty Scheffler that said over the weekend, and I mean maybe Friday or Saturday, one of the most difficult nine holes that he's ever played because of the weather and because of the circumstances? So tells you a lot about what you were dealing with this weekend.
Well, let's hear from our Open champion, one
the British
Xander
Open?
Shoffley.
British Open?
The Open Championship.
I'd like to thank the RNA, of course. You guys host a world-class event. All us players, we all feel very honored to partake and play in this great tournament. Last but not least, I've been in Scotland for 2 weeks now. The fans, you guys have been amazing. You guys have made it feel like a second home for me, and I can't wait to come back.
Just an unassuming dude, man.
Unassuming dude.
Just a normal guy. You listen to all his press conferences and his media obligation. He just sits there and kind of talks like this. It was really awesome.
You can always tell how light, you know, like what people kind of are when they're on that tour when the guys stick around after they finish to talk to them after their round and congratulate them. He's a very well-liked guy from everything I've read, but this is what golf is. You know, take away Jack and Tiger, and this is what golf is.
Guys, you know what golf is now, my friend? Golf is America. First time since 1982 Americans have won all four majors. America!
That's right, America.
Damn it.
Blank, yeah. But this is what golf is. You guys will pop up. They'll win three or of the next eight majors or maybe four of seven. And then they kind of go back into a shell. Like, look at what Koepka. That's what Koepka did. It's what Spieth did. Xander's kind of on his run. I think Scotty has a chance to stick around a little bit and maybe get to double digits, but that's what Rory did. That's what a lot of guys do, take away Jack and Tiger and maybe Arnold.
Well, yeah. Now, how in the hell did Team USA almost? Which one is it? South Central Mid?
South Sudan.
South Central Sudan almost beat Team USA yesterday.
The youngest country in the Olympics, by the
way.
Is that
like a 12-year-old country?
Is that like playing a Northern Illinois State College?
Yeah,
that's actually I think it's pretty close.
Imagine had they lost that game. Good Lord.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting. You listen to Joel Embiid's comments. I believe it was him that was talking about how this team is not what it looks like on paper. When you look at the roster, you're like, man, it's crazy. But then you got a 40-year-old LeBron. You know, there's a number of different guys that are on this roster that just aren't what their names say they appear to be. So it's going to be interesting. Obviously, they're favorites, for the Olympics and as well as the women. But
nothing
guaranteed. We've seen in the past that doesn't really mean anything at this point.
Maybe we should replace LeBron with Bronny, and that could get us right.
Yeah, well.
Well, he should have gone in the first round.
That'd be the story, wouldn't it? I don't want that to happen. We wouldn't hear the end of it, to be honest with you.
He can play defense. I saw it on the Instagram highlight, SportsCenter post.
Now, you guys had some whimsical things you wanted to talk about just for a second, right? Mike, you had something in it. Were you saving it for Mic'd Up? Or you want to get to it? Is it on the tip of your
head?
I will donate TB's timeout to your whimsy.
I went to a zoo yesterday, but it wasn't a zoo. And I'll tell you exactly what was going on with that. We'll talk about that on the other side, Rob. There you go.
It's coming up next on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 99 again.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dark times for the Atlanta Braves. Welcome back to Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany today and tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Max Fried, left forearm neuritis. Ozzie Albies, broken wrist trying to make a tag on a stolen base attempt in the ninth inning in yesterday's loss to the Cardinals, who took two out of three. And now, Jesse Chavez in the process of trying to pass a kidney stone. Just never stops.
First off, that
Jesse's
is the
fine.
Most.
Don't you that, wish that evil?
That's the most on brand thing, though. Of all those injuries that just seems on brand, Jesse Chavez with a kidney stone is the one that.
It's more painful than giving birth.
He's
done with this.
That is like the male equivalent of giving birth. You just, instead of a child that lives in the world, you're giving birth to a rock that you flush.
Well, if you have a troubled urethra, call Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Can they help
Morgan
with that?
Morgan. No, they don't, but they probably could. I don't know.
I didn't have a kidney stone, but yesterday I thought I was going to have a stomach ulcer. I'll tell you that. I actually went to, so my wife has a saying, you guys can tell me if this is fair. I think it is, but I just didn't grow up like this. When it's rainy or when the weather is, like, you know, not great outside, she's like, got to get the kids out of the house. Got to take them to do some kind of activity. They got to get them out of here. You know, it's cabin fever in here. And I'm like, I mean, they have a million toys in this house.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room in our home for them to run around. I don't have to take them anywhere. So She comes with the idea, Saturday, we got to get in the house. We get tickets to the Atlanta Children's Museum yesterday, right? You got your, you know, your time slots if you're able to show up at a certain time. We got Children's Museum tickets yesterday, and I show up, and this place is an absolute free-for-all. An absolute free-for-all. Which
I took my daughter there way back in the day. I know somebody that works there.
Right. Good for them. You know, $20 a person. Then you pay, you know, whatever to park and everything else. And you get in there, and it's – I don't know why they call it a museum. I get it. There's like a couple of cool like science experiment type things, but it's not a museum. It's just a playground with like cooler toys, like some lasers here and there, and you know a couple of
learning type toys.
Yeah, it's a learn. It's a development center, is what it is. I mean, essentially. But
they do a good job there.
Man, it was going crazy in there. They had a good time though. Kids loved it. So we kind of spent probably 2 hours there yesterday until finally my daughter falls out on the floor, starts throwing a fit, and I was like, okay, it's time to go. It's time for nap time, but. Anyways, man, we
it's
had
like
a cool
squid
time
on a Wednesday, right?
But like my thing is like we don't have to get the kids out of the house. Like they'll be fine for 2 days. I tell my wife all the time, I'm like, you're the one going stir crazy. It's not the kids. Yeah. Kids don't have to get out.
You're projecting onto the children.
Yeah. You're the one gonna lose your mind. Everybody else is fine. Like you know what I mean? Like
why don't you go to the children's museum by yourself?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. If you don't want to take them, I'll take them by myself. I'm like, okay, so I guess we're all going to the children's museum because I'm not going to be the deadbeat dad that sends his wife and two kids down to the children's museum.
Well, pick your spots. You know pick my spots. Everyone, I ain't going. Well, you take her. I'm not going. Other times I'd go.
That time's coming, man. Time's coming. Listen, once they grow out of the toddler years just a little bit, that time will come. I'll be like, no, I ain't going, man. That's all you. You want to take them on that trip? You take them on that trip.
I don't believe you. I thought I had my mic on. I don't believe you at all. I think you will. Because that's who you are. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't make you. You know, you're not selfish in that way where you're like, no, I'm going to make her do that. You'd feel bad. You'd feel bad to me. Yeah. You know what happened? You would do it, maybe. You maybe would be in a mood enough to do it. And then she'd be like, oh, that was a nightmare, blah. And you'd be like, oh, I feel so bad. I should have went with you. I could have helped you.
She's done this before, but she's had friends go with her where I'm like, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to let you. Do your friend thing. A friend is bringing a kid. You bring both our kids, and you all have a good time.
And your box of wine, and
right. And, you know, it's a Christmas light night at the zoo or something. You know, and they take kids down there and do whatever. But I get to the point, man, where and obviously, I did it yesterday, and we had a good time. Man. It was good getting the kids out. It's cool seeing their face of wonders as like a laser beam hits a prism and goes everywhere, or you know, whatever. It's cool. But basically, it's a gigantic 2-story playground. That's exactly what it is. It just has a little bit cooler toys where they're more interactive. That's all. So,
all right, for TB's timeout, I wish this guy managed the Braves, and this guy shouldn't even be in the Hall of Fame.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Why did you, Squid, why did you just put your forehead on the mic? And
because you just, I don't know, sometimes you just can't not do the things it is you do. Like take shots.
Becomes Robbie Trouble.
We don't have to kill one person to build up another.
I wasn't going
to
kill anybody. I'm saying I wish Jim Leland would have been the Braves manager during those years where they were stringing together all the division titles as my perpendicular fist goes from 12 to 6. Division titles.
You, sir, are a trouble starter.
Robbie Trouble. Are you trying to tell me that the 90s Braves would have won more than one World Series?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Had Joe Torre or Jim Leland been their manager.
Don't you dare talk about Bobby like that.
I don't. I've got a problem. Bobby,
he's
as far as you know.
He's a national treasure.
Oh, okay.
I do have a lot of love for Leland, though. You ever see the Jim Leland videos?
I have a ton of love
him,
for Jim Leland.
Him and Barry Bonds.
Yeah, him chewing out Barry Bonds spring training.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So good. Oh, it's so good.
Smoking his heaters in the dugout.
It's now the Jim Leland rule that you cannot smoke in the dugout is literally because of Jim Leland. He would just sit there smoking in the dugout, which was the greatest thing. I just love the fact that when the Marlins hire him, he tells him, you know what? He gives him a notepad of players. If you give me these players, I'll win the World Series this year. And they went and got as many of those players as they could. Jim Leland wins a World Series. And then, of course, the Marlins did what it is the Marlins do, and they promptly tore the team apart.
Well, he was the Pirates manager when the Braves did beat him back-to-back NLCS. But I still think Jim Leland would have won more World Series.
Can't believe Bobby was able to pull that off, huh?
You know, when I saw this list of
four... Doesn't mean Jim Leland wouldn't have won one more World Series, though. Those are two unequal things, but nice try.
four Hall of Famers. I looked at this and I said, oh man, there's two quarterbacks on here. Like, that was my first reaction. You got Joe Mauer, who was a heck of a quarterback.
He was like the greatest high school athlete ever.
Right.
First ballot Hall of Famer, well deserved.
And then Todd Helton, who was very famously Peyton's backup or whatever at Tennessee and was a heck of a
quarterback. Did Peyton take over for Todd Helton?
Might have.
I think Helton came in first and maybe played a game or two, and then Peyton took it. Yep. I had to double check, but
that was my first reaction. I looked at it and go, oh, two quarterbacks, two really, really good quarterbacks. And I'm a huge fan of Adrian Beltre. I had him on my fantasy team for what seemed like 8 years. Yep. Guy was just as consistent as it comes. And you always see the videos, people touching his head, him kind of losing his mind, and people kind of rub his noggin a little bit, and he kind of goes off the deep end. But
well, I'm going to go to Cooperstown. I'm going to steal Todd Helton's Hall of Fame bus because he doesn't belong, and he played in Colorado. Let's hear from him being a lucky man.
It's not a home run record, though. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
The rewards that have come to me from baseball are beyond the wildest dreams of a young rookie coming out of the University of Tennessee. I know I'm a lucky man. All I can say is thank you to everyone whose support helped me get here, and thank you for this tremendous honor.
I'm kind of kidding. I think all of his peers say Todd Helton was a great player, should be in the Hall of Fame.
I was going
to
say.
I just wanted to crap. That's what a lot of people think, though. Well, you played in Colorado after your career. You know, it's advantageous to play out there, hit out there in that altitude.
Those Rockies teams that were like kind of at the beginning of his career, those ones, there are some suspect. You know, the Larry Walker era, the Andres Galarraga era.
Larry Walker is one of the greatest.
Yeah, I know.
Ever.
Well, and that's kind of my point.
Bad man.
That's kind of my point, though. When you're, you look at
Vinny
stuff.
Castillo, was it Dante Bichette?
Bichette, that's the name I was trying to think of. I had a lot of
Galarraga.
There was some squads out there. Man.
Oh yeah, man.
I mean,
bombers.
You know what's funny is I know a lot of people that wanted to kill Larry Walker and say he doesn't deserve in it, and I just completely disagree with that too. I mean, Larry Walker is a Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt. I mean, there was a year, was it, I know, 99 or 98, when it was Larry Walker and Chipper Jones and Tony Gwynn. It wasn't like a three, home run guy. They were all seeing who could hit over, like, 350.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just insane, the numbers that all those guys were putting up. But Tony Gwynn, obviously, always known for that. Larry Walker, though, to a lesser extent, man, just a dude that could absolutely square a ball up in his prime, for sure.
And Jim Leland's speech was very good and heartfelt. He's kind of a... He's a feisty dude, but he's also very, very sentimental and emotional, too. Very, very interesting character, just a great manager. One of my all-time favorite.
Like a seared steak, right? Just a tough outer edge, but in the middle, still medium rare.
Well, we have training camp starting, that would be Wednesday, wouldn't it, gentlemen? Going to be up there all the time.
Yeah, it's over. The offseason is over.
The offseason is over, my friend. Josh Kendall, five best and worst case scenarios for the Falcons this season. Well, we're going to get into that because football is posturing to inundate our lives completely. Wednesday, training camp. We're the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 99 again.
Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dark times for the Atlanta Braves. Welcome back to Morning Shift. Triple M for Tiffany today and tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Max Fried, left forearm neuritis. Ozzie Albies, broken wrist trying to make a tag on a stolen base attempt in the ninth inning in yesterday's loss to the Cardinals, who took two out of three. And now... Jesse Chavez in the process of trying to pass a kidney stone. Just never stops.
First off, that
Jesse's
is the most...
Fine.
Don't you wish that evil.
That's the most on-brand thing, though. Of all those injuries that just seems on-brand, Jesse Chavez with a kidney stone is the one that...
it's more painful than giving birth.
He's
done with this.
That is like the male equivalent of giving birth. You just, instead of a child that lives in the world, you're giving birth to a rot that you flush.
Well, if you have a troubled urethra, call Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Can they help
Morgan
with that? Morgan.
No, they don't, but they probably could. I don't know.
I didn't have a kidney stone, but yesterday I thought I was going to have a stomach ulcer. I'll tell you that. I actually went to, so my wife has a saying, you guys can tell me if this is fair. I think it is, but I just didn't grow up like this. When it's rainy or when the weather is, like, you know, not great outside, she's like, got to get the kids out of the house. Got to take them to do some kind of activity. They got to get them out of here. You know, it's cabin fever in here. And I'm like, I mean, They have a million toys in this house.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room in our home for them to run around. I don't have to take them anywhere. So she comes with the idea. Saturday, we got to get in the house. We get tickets to the Atlanta Children's Museum yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got your time slots if you're able to show up
right.
at a certain time. We got Children's Museum tickets yesterday, and I show up, and this place is an absolute free-for-all. An absolute free-for-all. Which
I took my daughter there way back in the day. I know somebody that works there.
But. Right. Good for them. $20 a person. Then you pay, whatever to park and everything else. And you get in there, and I don't know why they call it a museum. I get it. There's like a couple of cool like science experiment type things, but it's not a museum. It's just a playground with like cooler toys, like some lasers here and there, and a couple of
learning type toys.
Yeah, it's a development center is what it is. I mean, essentially, but
they do a good job there.
Man, it was going crazy in there. They had a good time though. Kids loved it. So we kind of spent probably 2 hours there yesterday until finally my daughter falls out on the floor, starts throwing a fit, and I was like, okay, it's time to go. It's time for nap time, but. Anyways, man, we
it's
had
like
a cool
squid
time
on
yesterday.
A Wednesday, right?
My thing is, like, we don't have to get the kids out of the house. Like, they'll be fine for 2 days. I tell my wife all the time, like, you're the one going stir crazy. It's not the kids.
Yeah.
Kids don't have to get out.
You're projecting onto the children.
Yeah, the one going to lose your mind. Everybody else is fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
why don't you go to the Children's Museum by yourself?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. If you don't want to take them, I'll take them by myself. I'm like, okay, so I guess we're all going to the Children's Museum
because
I'm not going to be the deadbeat dad that sends his wife and two kids down to the Children's Museum.
Well, pick your spots. My spots. Everyone, I ain't going.
Well,
you take her. I'm not going. Other times I'd go.
That time's coming, man.
That time's coming.
Listen, once they grow out of the toddler years just a little bit, that time will come. I'll be like, no, I ain't going, man. That's all you. You want to take them on that trip? You take them on that trip.
I don't believe you.
I thought I had my mic on. I don't believe you at all. I think you will. Because that's who you are. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't make you. Yeah, you're not selfish in that way where you're like, no, I'm gonna make her do that. You'd feel bad. You'd feel bad to me.
Yeah.
You know what happened? Is you would do it. Maybe you maybe would be in a mood enough to do it, and then she'd be like, oh, that was a nightmare, blah, and you'd be like, oh, I feel so bad. I should have went with you. I should have went too. I could have helped you.
She's done this before, but she's had friends go with her. Where I'm like, I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna let you. Do your friend thing. Your friend is bringing a kid. You bring both our kids, and you all have a good time.
And your box of wine, and
right. And, it's a Christmas light night at the zoo or something, and they take kids down there and do whatever. But I get to the point, man, where and obviously, I did it yesterday, and we had a good time. Man. It was good getting the kids out. It's cool seeing their face of wonders as like a laser beam hits a prism and goes everywhere, or whatever. It's cool. But basically, it's a gigantic 2-story playground. That's exactly what it is. It just has a little bit cooler toys where they're more interactive. That's all. So,
all right, for TB's timeout, I wish this guy managed the Braves, and this guy shouldn't even be in the Hall of Fame.
Now listen up. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Why did you, Squid, why did you just kind of just put your forehead on the mic? And
because you just, I don't know, sometimes you just can't not do the things it is you do, like take shots.
Becomes Robbie Trouble.
We don't have to kill one person to build up another.
I wasn't going
to
kill anybody. I'm saying I wish Jim Leland would have been the Braves manager during those years where they were stringing together all the division titles as my perpendicular fist goes from 12 to 6. Yay, Jesus. Division titles.
You, sir, are a trouble starter.
Robbie Trouble. Are you trying to tell me that the 90s Braves would have won more than one World Series?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Had Joe Torre or Jim Leland been their manager.
Don't you dare talk about Bobby like that.
I don't. I've got a problem.
He's
as far as you know.
He's a national treasure.
Oh, okay.
I do have a lot of love for Leland, though. You ever see the Jim Leland videos?
I have a ton of love for Jim Leland.
Him and Barry Bonds.
Yeah, him chewing out Barry Bonds in spring training.
Oh, my gosh, dude. So good. Oh, it's so good.
Smoking his heaters in the dugout.
It's now the Jim Leland rule that you cannot smoke in the dugout is literally because of Jim Leland. He would just sit there smoking in the dugout, which was the greatest thing. I just love the fact that when the Marlins hire him, he tells him, you know what? He gives him a notepad of players. If you give me these players, I win the World Series this year. And they went and got as many of those players as they could. Jim Leland wins a World Series. And then, of course, the Marlins did what it is the Marlins do, and they promptly tore the team apart.
Well, he was the Pirates manager when the Braves did beat him in back-to-back NLCSs. But yeah. I still think Jim Leland would have won more World Series.
Pull that off, huh? Yeah.
You know, when I saw this list of
doesn't
four.
Doesn't mean Jim Leland wouldn't have won one more World Series, though. Those are two unequal things, but nice try.
Four Hall of Famers. I looked at this and I said, oh, man, there's two quarterbacks on here. Like, that was my first reaction. You got Joe Mauer, who was a heck of a quarterback.
He was like the greatest high school athlete ever.
Right.
First ballot Hall of Famer, well deserved.
And then Todd Helton, who was very famously Peyton's backup or whatever at Tennessee and was a heck
of a quarterback. Did Peyton take over for Todd Helton?
Might have.
I think Helton came in first and maybe played a game or two, and then Peyton took it. Yep. I had to double check. But
that was my first reaction. I looked at it and go, oh, two quarterbacks. Two really, really good quarterbacks. And I'm a huge fan of Adrian Beltre. I had him on my fantasy team for what seemed like 8 years. Yep. The guy was just as consistent as it comes. And you always see the videos, people touching his head, him kind of losing his mind, and people kind of rub his noggin a little bit, and he kind of goes off the deep end. But
well, I'm going to go to Cooperstown. I'm going to steal Todd Helton's Hall of Fame bus because he doesn't belong, and he played in Colorado. Let's hear from him being a lucky man.
It's not a home run record, though. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
The rewards that have come to me from baseball are beyond the wildest dreams of a young rookie coming out of the University of Tennessee. I know I'm a lucky man. All I can say is thank you to everyone whose support helped me get here, and thank you for this tremendous honor.
I'm kind of kidding. I think all of his peers say Todd Helton was a great player, should be in all of
them. I was going to say.
I just wanted to crap. That's what a lot of people think, though. Well, you played in Colorado after your career. You know, it's advantageous to play out there, hit out there in that altitude.
Those Rockies teams that were like kind of at the beginning of his career, those ones, there are some suspect, you know, the Larry Walker era, the Andres Galarraga era.
Larry Walker is one of the greatest
right fielders
ever.
Well, and that's kind of my point.
Bad man.
That's kind of my point, though. When you look at
Vinny Castillo, was it Dante Bichette?
Bichette, that's the name I was trying to think of.
Galarraga.
There was some squads out there, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, you know what?
Bombers.
You know what's funny is I know a lot of people that wanted to kill Larry Walker and say he doesn't deserve in it. I just completely disagree with that, too. Yeah, I mean, Larry Walker is a Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt. I mean, there was a year, was it, I know, 99 or 98, when it was Larry Walker and Chipper Jones and Tony Gwynn. It wasn't like a three, home run guy. They were all seeing who could hit over like 350.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just insane, the numbers that all those guys were putting up. But Tony Gwynn, obviously, always known for that. Larry Walker, though, to a lesser extent, man, just a dude that could absolutely square a ball up in his prime, for sure.
And Jim Leland's speech was very good and heartfelt. He's kind of a feisty dude, but he's also very, very sentimental and emotional, too. Very, very interesting character, just a great manager. One of my all-time favorite
managers. Like a seared steak, right? Just a tough outer edge, but in the middle, still medium rare.
Well, we have training camp starting, that would be Wednesday, wouldn't it, gentlemen? Going to be up there all the time.
Yeah, it's over. The off-season is over.
The off-season is over, my friend. Josh Kendall, five best and worst-case scenarios for the Falcons this season. Well, we're going to get into that because football is posturing to inundate our lives completely. Wednesday, training camp. We're the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.